Welcome to Build the Weight Loss Practice of Your Dreams. If you have questions about how to build your weight loss business, Carol Clark has answers. Join her each week as she and her expert guests share actionable steps to better outcomes for your clients and more revenue and referrals for you. It's time to experience your ultimate success and enjoy what you do each and every day.
Well, welcome everybody to our next episode of Build the Weight Loss Practice of Your Dreams. I've got something great in store for you today. I have an expert from Scottsdale, Arizona. His name is Dr. Robert Zilzer, and Dr. Zilzer is board certified in bariatric medicine. He's also board certified in internal medicine and pediatrics. He's a Phoenix top doc for the last, 8 years running, so 8 years in a row. And he is on the show because he's got a unique perspective. He's someone I've known for a while. I've actually been to his office out in Arizona. And one of the unique things about Dr. Zilzer is he and his partner, they have grown their practice a lot over the past few years. So I wanted to share a little bit about his strategies for that with you today. So a lot in store. They've actually gone from 2 physicians to 4 physicians and 1 facility to 3 facility in a pretty short period of time. So it's pretty exciting stuff. So Dr. Zilzer, thank you so much for being with us today. I really, really appreciate it. One of the things I want is for Dr. Zilzer to tell us a little bit about his story himself. It means a lot more coming from him. So Dr. Zilzer, if you don't mind sharing a little bit about your journey and how you got to where you are today, that would be great.
So I started off as a very busy primary care doctor. My background is in internal medicine and pediatrics, and I would spend my days putting people on blood pressure pills and diabetes pills. And I wasn't really helping people, but I was making the pharmaceutical companies really wealthy. So I'd always said that if I can learn the tools to help people lose 50 pounds or more, I'm giving up primary care. And sure enough, learned those tools and transitioned my practice from a very busy primary care practice into a weight management practice. And as you mentioned, started off as one office. We've grown to 3 offices. And then actually we plan to open up our fourth office towards the end of 2015. So we certainly are growing. It's been an exciting journey.
That is phenomenal. That's really great. Can you share your top 3 or 4 strategies about what has accelerated your growth and what's really allowed you to be able to go from 2 physicians to 4 physicians, one practice up to now 4 practices. Tell us a little bit about your kind of your secret sauce for how you make that happen. And I know it's a lot of hard work, but if you could share your top 3 or 4 strategies, I know everybody would be sort of sitting on the edge of their seat waiting to hear what those are.
Well, so first you need to establish credibility. And I decided early on to become board certified in weight loss medicine, now called obesity medicine. And so attending conferences and learning and being the best weight loss doc you can be is totally key. So I would certainly encourage anybody considering going into obesity medicine to become board certified to attain that credibility. It means so much to your patients. As a specialist, you really have to identify as yourself as a specialist and as an expert. So I do attend ongoing conferences because it is a very dynamic field. And certainly the tools that have become available change over time, and you need to keep up. You need to choose a meal plan that you feel comfortable with, that you become an expert in. And your options are, you can choose an all food based approach, a low carbohydrate approach, using all whole food. You may want to consider using meal replacements, and they certainly have an excellent role in weight loss. So if you choose to use meal replacements, find a company that you're comfortable with their product and use their product. That certainly is a huge help. And there certainly is the benefit that when you are selling a meal supplement, there is some profit to be made there as well. You want to develop a comprehensive weight loss plan. And what does that mean? Well, it means that you cover the nutrition, that you counsel your patients ongoing on exercise, because that's key, obviously, to keeping off the weight. You need to develop an education program. We've chosen to do group classes. We find that face-to-face with a professional instructor, dietitian, psychologist, has made all the world for our patients. Patients are looking for more than just a peer like Weight Watchers. They want a professional, and developing an extensive education program is key. Some doctors choose to do one-on-one counseling, and you as a physician may not know everything about stress eating and how to manage stress eating and be 100% an expert in nutrition. So having dietitians and psychologists teach you those classes is key. So those are some of the things that we've done. Ongoing, it's a very rapidly changing field, and staying on top of all the new changes is always interesting.
Okay, great. A couple things to I wondered if you could expand upon. One is obviously comprehensive. That is phenomenal for your patients. It increases their outcomes and their long-term success and that sort of thing. But providing all those services is obviously something that's pretty costly too. So how do you balance all of that and still be able to continue to grow? And at each one of your centers, do you have the entire comprehensive service available there as well? So I guess a couple things. One is, how do you balance the expenses that go along with providing that comprehensive program to the ability to be able to expand? And then maybe as a second thought, how have you selected where it is that you're expanding to, if you don't mind answering those couple of questions?
So we started with a group class, one at each office. And then as that class fills up, then you expand. We don't hire these dietitians and psychologists full time. They work for us on a contract basis, so that we pay them just for the time that they work in our office. There is that upfront investment, and you can't get around that. So you have to build it, and then hopefully work on getting them to come to class and stressing the importance of class. As far as how we chose different areas, you have to know the demographics of your community. So you have to know that you have people who have the need and also the means to be able to afford your services, and good demographics is important.
Okay, yeah, good points. That contracting with employees can certainly, that can be very beneficial. I can understand that as well. And at each one of your centers, obviously you offer all the same services though, correct?
That is correct. And patients can go seamlessly between each office. So if somebody moves from one area of town to another, or if we open up an office that is closer to them, they may switch offices. And because we've developed a medical record system that's in the cloud, people can go to any office. Myself and my co-founder, Dr. Premack, are in our Scottsdale office, and we stay there. But yes, we have physicians in two other offices, and each office offers the same level of care. You would not know one office from the other. And that is key, is that you need to develop a brand that's consistent all across the board. It's hard enough to open up one office, obviously. It's a big step to open up a second and then a third office. I think going from one to two offices was the hardest. And then as we've developed that sauce to a third office, that was easier.
Okay. I think one of the things, do you find that having set systems in place are really helpful for you as well? And obviously your medical records system, so to speak, is really important. Are there any other training or systems that were really critical for you to be able to make that transition and that growth a little smoother and make that care that you're offering consistent throughout all of your practices?
So we often use our primary Scottsdale office as our training ground, or we send staff out to the satellite offices to do training, but training is key and ongoing training is key. So the other thing we often find is that as we open up a new office, we may have employees that live closer to that office that are commuting, and they're happy to move out to an office that's much closer to them. So that allows that that brand to maintain the consistency. Finding great staff that are optimistic, enthusiastic, and training them, it takes a long time. It really takes our medical assistants probably a year to become a great seasoned medical assistant. So it's a long process.
Right. And knowing how you operate, obviously you you surround yourself with good people, and then you obviously treat those people well so that you have very low turnover and you're able to have that environment that patients can sense right as soon as they walk in the door.
It's important for patients to see the smiling faces, and we do have very happy staff. We do treat them well. Many of them have come from the primary care world, where they're seeing patients at a very high volume and spending just a couple minutes per patient. And fortunately, in weight loss, you have an opportunity to get to know your patients. So our medical assistants are really operating at a much higher level. So they get to spend much more time to talk to patients, and they have to be very outgoing. And that's something that we look for when we hire people.
All right, great. Of course, every practice, there's lots of great things going on. There's always a few frustrations that are there. Can you share a couple of frustrations that you may be experiencing, just in general, and how you guys are handle that, or how you handle frustrations as they come up?
So probably our biggest frustration was setting up a pediatric program. We know from all the data that group classes tend to work best in pediatrics. And because I'm also a board certified pediatrician, and because there really is very limited services for weight management for our pediatric patients here in Arizona, we thought it was a natural step to then set up a pediatric program, and we felt we had the expertise to develop that program. The problem is that kids really don't like going to class. So we would set up classes and have five or up to maybe 10 kids, but often one or two kids and their parents would show up, or nobody would show up. And we had what we thought were great people running classes, but kids saw it as just another extension of school, and they don't want more school time. So we had to compromise on our pediatric patients. We do see kids, but all the counseling is now one-on-one. And the kids like coming to the appointments. They just won't go to class. And it makes setting up a truly comprehensive pediatric program just an incredible challenge. So we certainly learned a lot from that experience, and you have to roll with what works, and don't be afraid to change. And that's something that we do very well, is if things aren't working, we very quickly change it. We don't keep batting down some doors.
Right. Yeah, they're challenging, right? Especially with their peers and parents and all those influences kids have. Obviously you're doing great things, and you're right, rolling with the punches I'm sure is really important, and kind of figuring it out versus just throwing your hands up in the air, that sort of thing. Where do most of your patients come from? I know you're spread out a bit, which is a great thing because you can reach more people. Where do you find most of your clients are coming from?
So most of our patients come from referrals from happy patients. One of the best keys to marketing is treat your patients well and they'll send their friends to you. And physicians, we have great relationships with our local doctors. They knew us as primary care doctors, now they know us as weight loss docs. We make it very clear to our local primary care docs that we are not doing primary care. We're not going to take their patients from them. We're going to make it easy. So we're going to help their patients get off their blood pressure, their diabetes medications, but we don't refill those medicines. We send them back to their primary docs, that they continue to get their primary care from them, and we identify ourselves as strictly a weight loss center. Internet is certainly a piece, and having a great search engine optimization so that when people look for you, they can find you. When people search weight loss, medical weight loss, that we're the experts in our community. So that would cover most of where our patients are coming from.
Right, and those are great ways to be getting them. You're right, having happy patients is the best compliment you can receive, huh? Just a couple of things. So if I'm a primary care physician and I'm thinking I really want to start either integrating some weight loss in my practice or totally building it and moving away from my current style of practice, the type of patients I'm seeing, what would be your, I know you've mentioned a couple of things at the beginning of the podcast, but what would be your top recommendations in terms of suggestions that you have for them?
So first and foremost, I would join one of the societies that really focuses on the treatment end. There is a clinical organization, but the main is a research organization, but the main clinical organization is the American Society of Bariatric Physicians, and most of their courses are geared towards training you to pass your board certification boards. They will likely soon be called the Obesity Medicine Association. There's a name change in the process. And you'll also learn a ton, not just from going to conferences and sitting in class, but also networking with others and finding out what works for them, what doesn't work. And that'll really accelerate your progress. I would learn motivational interviewing skills. So become an expert in motivational interviewing and how to coach patients. Because if you tell patients, if you don't lose weight, you're going to develop high blood pressure, diabetes, you're going to have a stroke, you're going to have a heart attack, patients shut down, and that approach doesn't work. So motivational interviewing is a technique that is much more valuable in helping you keep patients motivated through the process. I think that ultimately you have to decide, is this the kind of practice that you want to be doing? Do you enjoy talking to patients, helping them through not just the great times when they're losing 3 pounds a week, but when they have rough times or when they have illness or death in their family and they hit stumbling blocks, or they identify that there are stresses or maybe family members that are sabotaging their success. So it's really important that your patients trust you, that they know that you've created an environment that's non-judgmental, so that if they've lost weight, that their weight starts coming back, that they come in, that they feel comfortable coming back to you, that you never make them feel guilty about regaining weight, that is part of this disease, just like someone who has high blood pressure and stopped their blood pressure medications. And society is changing, but we have to change first.
Right. I have to say that what you just said in that answer is golden. I think that is so true, and I think that was phenomenal. And I guess we don't hear a lot of times the motivational counseling and coaching, and I think that was really essential. And also appreciate you sharing that, because I think that was golden. You mentioned a little bit about your personal behavior. Tell me a little bit about you and at least one personal habit or something that you do that attributes to your success.
Well, I'm very goal-driven, so I'm not the fastest person to get from A to B, but if I've decided that getting to B is important, I will follow through on that. So I'm very kind of driven by setting a goal, something that may take me a while to achieve and then ultimately getting there. So, for example, in my 40s, I started running and I decided I want to run a marathon. So I trained for a marathon, but I had always had in the back of my mind, I wanted to complete an Ironman triathlon. So I started, I got a bike and started some swim coaching. And it took me about a year and a half, but ultimately I did finish. And it's one of those accomplishments that I've checked that off my list. I don't need to do another one, but I would not have traded the experience. You know, life is a series of very small steps, and each step contributes to that mile, and each mile contributes to that marathon. And it's very much the same with practice. You want to see in your mind's eye, what do you want your practice to look like? And then you can kind of work backwards from that. And that's the model that I've taken into my practice and into my business.
That's also truly having a vision and goals. I think that's phenomenal. And I love the fact that you mentioned, you know, getting from point A to B. A lot of times the one who's the fastest doesn't end up with the best end result. So I think, you know, being thoughtful and following the advice that you've given here today is really truly helpful. And I thank you very much for that. You've done so many great things. I know you've got a busy clinic coming up here shortly, and I appreciate your time. But I was wondering if you could share just a little bit about how people can reach you, get in contact with you, and learn more about your practices there in Arizona.
So our website is scottsdaleweightloss.com. We also have a Facebook page, so you're certainly welcome to join that group. And if you're in Arizona, drop by and see one of our offices. We'd be happy to meet you.
Awesome. Well, they, like I said, do great things. I've actually been to their office because I took him up on his offer at one point to come out and see their offices. Could not have been more gracious. That whole atmosphere with the staff and the whole warm and inviting atmosphere was phenomenal. So I got to experience that firsthand. I appreciate it. And without further ado, I'm going to let you get to your busy day. And I just want to thank you sincerely for participating in the podcast and helping people who want to enhance or build a weight loss practice, giving them some of the knowledge from someone who's seasoned, experienced, and certainly doing wonderful things there in Arizona to share your expertise has been invaluable. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Carol.
All right. You have a great day.
Bye-bye.
All right. So everybody, I hope you got that. It is ScottsdaleWeightLoss.com, and that's Dr. Robert Zilser here with us today. And I'm so grateful he was here to share some very important information and some great insights in terms of building a practice that you can build in the practice of your dreams, a weight loss practice. So I hope you guys have a great day. And until our next episode, take care.
That's all for this episode of Build the Weight Loss Practice of Your Dreams. Be sure to hit the subscribe button and visit weightlosspracticebuilder.com to stay up to date on more ways to build a successful practice that you love with results, revenue, and referrals. We look forward to having you join us next time.